USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's legal team has issued its response ahead of opening arguments in his impeachment trial, while House Democrats laid out their case, saying the president has abandoned his oath and betrayed the public trust. The White House plans a couple of different defense strategies, arguing the impeachment articles allege no violation of law. The Senate trial is a product of a flawed process of the House, and the case collapses on the facts.
They're trying to impeach the son of a... Can you believe that?
On Capitol Hill, House impeachment managers filed a trial brief establishing the president is guilty of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. It follows a document dump on Friday by Democrats with even more evidence from Lev Parnas, who's an associate of President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
A huge winter storm is blowing across the country and heading east. Minnesota and Iowa were hard hit. Also, the Dakotas. Jordan Osterberg is in Sioux Falls.
We have a few inches of snow on the ground, but as cars drive by, cars are still getting stuck trying to get through. I know there's a no travel advisory in Sioux Falls, but that has stopped people apparently.
And an avalanche at Alpine Meadows Ski Resort in Lake Tahoe killed one skier and seriously injured another. KOVR-TV's Rachel Wolf.
The avalanche and the fatality had many taking extra precautions.
Like, made sure before any line I went down just to see what the snowpack level was.
Three U.S. airports will be screening passengers coming from central China for a new virus that has sickened dozens, killed two, and prompted worries about an international outbreak. The checks will happen in international airports in New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
15 parents who are still fighting charges that they illegally paid a fixer to get their children into elite universities could be split into three separate trials. USA's John Hunt reports.
Federal Magistrate Judge Paige Kelly from the District of Massachusetts compared the case to a recent prosecution of MS-13 gang members where the large group was split into smaller groups and trials were held one after the other for months. A final status hearing has been set for June 15th when the defendants will for the first time face District Court Judge Nathaniel M. Gorton, who previously made it clear he expects to get the trials done before the end of 2020. Among the parents still fighting the charges are actress Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband Massimo Giuliani. They have pleaded not guilty to fraud, bribery, and money laundering conspiracy charges for allegedly paying $500,000 to fixer Rick Singer and a University of Southern California Athletic Department official to get their two daughters special admission into the college. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
During the Friday night wildfire relief benefit concert in Australia, an original member of the Wiggles, Greg Page, went into cardiac arrest as he left the stage. Off-duty nurse Grace Jones saved his life.
He wasn't breathing, so I just went in and I did a little bit of CPR, and then someone handed me the defibrillator, and then it shocked him.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.